All right. Well, good evening, everyone, again, and welcome to our registration teleconference. This is kind of our first shot at this, but we definitely wanted to provide an opportunity to kind of walk through our Wisconsin 4-H Youth Conference registration and answer any questions or help out with anything that we could. So my name is Amber Reberg, and I am the Educational Program Specialist here for Wisconsin 4-H. And one of the amazing things that I have the opportunity to work with is Wisconsin 4-H and Youth Conference. And along with me, another incredibly important person in the planning and prep process, actually the most important person, is Justin Leek. And so, Justin, do you want to just introduce yourself and share your experience a little bit?
Yes. Hi, everybody. My name is Justin. This is my second year now working with Youth Conference, and I'm really excited to be back at it again. Last year, was a great time, and we're excited to put this on for you and hopefully answer any questions you may have.
Thanks, Justin. So Justin is our expert. He really works a lot with our registration and with our seminars and our presenters and logistics. So he definitely has the bulk of information that will be incredibly helpful through this process. So as we get started, we just want to know who's on with us tonight. So if you, we just take a moment to kind of do a check-in. If you can introduce yourself and let us know what county you're from, and if you can share one thing you know or have heard about Youth Conference. So maybe you had an older sibling, or maybe as you were like checking out the web or trying to find out some more information, you know, there's something that stood out for you. So quick introduction, your name, county, and then something you know or have heard about conference.
I am Jordan Plum, and I am from Nakusa, and I've heard that this conference is very educational, and I'm excited to see what it is.
Awesome. Welcome, Jordan.
Hi, this is Riley Phillips from Bell County. I hear it's a really fun trip.
Riley?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Nathan Swenson. I'm from Wood County, and I've heard there's lots of different and fun choices and seminars to choose from.
Excellent, David.
And that was Nathan, and I'm Brandon Swenson from Wood County, and I'm looking forward to all the educational learning opportunities that will be on the trip.
Great.
Hi, I'm Derek Kudrowski, and I'm from Marathon County. And I heard we get to learn a lot of new skills.
Perfect. Anybody else out there tonight?
Hi, I'm Mallory Schwartz. I'm from Juneau County, and I've heard the trip is really fun.
Welcome, Mallory.
This is Kara Lee from Langley County, and I have Logan and Nick with me, and both are very shy about being on the phone right now, but they are both here.
Hi, Logan and Nick. No need to be shy. We're going to have a small group tonight and lots of opportunities for you to talk and ask some questions, so jump in at any point.
I'm Riley Levesque from Langley County, and I just get over.
Great. Welcome. Anyone else out there?
Ellen Horn isn't here yet, but she's going to be here in a little bit.
Okay. Awesome. Well, tonight's teleconference, like I said earlier when I started, this is kind of our first time giving it a shot, and we just wanted to make sure that we could help you. So when registration opens on April 2nd, everybody felt really good about the registration process. So The things you've heard about Wisconsin 4-H and Youth Conference, I believe that after you participate, you will find them to be true. So it definitely is an educational experience. One of the crazy things about teleconferences is that it's really, if somebody's phone is not muted, it sometimes picks up some background noise. So if everybody can just take a moment to check and see if their phone is muted, and then, of course, when I ask questions or you ask questions, we'll want you to unmute it. But for now, if everyone can mute their phones, that will help us to have clear communication. Okay, sounds great. So I'm going to go back to just kind of reinforcing the things that all of you shared about what you've heard. Wisconsin 4-H and Youth Conference is one of our largest educational programs. And so you can for sure expect to learn some things and to experience some new things from a wide variety of seminars and other experiences that we've had planned for you. So there's actually been a planning committee that started working on this back in August. So we kind of get together, we evaluate the previous year, and then start laying the foundation for the upcoming year. So, and that committee is made up of volunteers and staff members and youth who really love and believe in Youth Conference and what it's all about. So you can expect, to go on some really cool tours on the Madison campus. You can expect to participate in some really interesting seminars that are around campus and in the Madison community. And then you get to live on campus. So you actually get to stay in a dorm and eat, food that college students get to eat, but it's delicious and it's really awesome. So we're going to just kind of go through. This is our 98th Wisconsin 4-H and Youth Conference. So this has been happening for a long time. Some of you might have parents or even grandparents who participated in Youth Conference. And it really is a pre-college program, and so we want to create a space for all of you to have some active learning in a safe environment where you get to strengthen your life skills through new experiences. You get to exchange ideas. It sounds like I heard several people from Wood County, and I heard some from Langlade and Juneau County and Marathon. At Wisconsin 4-H and Youth Conference, there will be youth from probably at least 40 different counties. And so that's a lot of new people to meet and lots of great relationships to form. We also hope to inspire you to think about how you can take some of the stuff back that you learn to your community and your neighborhood and other programs you're a part of, and then also even start thinking about exploring future career and educational opportunities. So those are our goals as we plan and prepare for it. And it sounds like most of you had a general idea of what that would look like. Youth Conference is open to all youth 7th through 10th grade, and our goal is to have about 450 youth participants this year. So how do you actually get registered, and what are some of the things that you need to keep in mind? I am going to turn it over to Justin to kind of walk through that registration process.
All right. Thank you, Amber. So registering for Youth Conference, if you had a chance to take a peek at the Youth Conference website, there's a lot of great information on there, and we just posted last Friday our registration handbook, which covers also a lot of this information. You can find it if you just Google Wisconsin 4-H, and then there's a little link that says other programs and opportunities. All right. So registering for Youth Conference is just like registering for any other event for 4-H or most events for 4-H, and you go into your 4-H online profile. Registration will open up April 2nd at 4 p.m., and service projects and seminars are assigned on a first-come, first-served basis, so make sure you make your selections well before the opening day of registration so you're ready to register as soon as possible for the best choices. There are some that fill up pretty quickly, just due to size and popularity. Some of them only allow like 10 people. So you just want to make sure if you can to log on right away and try to register. And this is a great opportunity to explore something new, so be open-minded and flexible about your selections. You should definitely read through all the seminars offered and try to challenge yourself on some new things. And although most seminars are open to conference students who are in grades 7 through 10, there are 3 age categories based on seminar design, materials presented, and suggestions of instructors. So please plan your sessions accordingly. And after taking a look at those seminar descriptions, you can, it would be best to select several possible seminars and service projects for each of the 4 sessions. There is a worksheet available at the end of the handbook. It's kind of a lengthy handbook, but if you scroll down to the end, there is the registration worksheet. You can fill in exactly what the online registration will look like. There's some extra slots for seminars, so if you pick one and you don't get your first choice when you're registering online, you can just quickly see what one of your other choices may be. And then you'll want to make sure at least one of your sections for each session would be non-water sports in case those still early, and they usually do, especially the sailing and the windsurfing ones. Those are always really popular. And each delegate is only assigned to one water sport over the course of the conference. And also seminars on Tuesday morning, they're all service projects, so everyone will get to choose a community service project for the first seminar choice, and then the other 3 are just a cover of a very wide variety of topics. And then once seminars do fill up, they will be blacked out, and they will no longer be selectable on 4-H Online, so we can reset the number of people, max number of people, and if that one fills up, you won't be able to select it. You can put in that was your preference. There's a box for second choice on the registration. So if you have one you really want and you can get, somebody might cancel or switch out. So you can put that in as your second shop option as well. There's no guarantee you'll get it, but there is the chance. And so after you review the book and fill out that registration worksheet, the next step is to register for your seminars in your 4-H Online account during the registration window. Again, that's April 2nd, 4 p.m. goes until April 15th at midnight. There are a couple seminars which require waivers. I am planning on adding those waivers or adding a little note next to those seminars in the online and hopefully adding them to the actual end screen. So once you're finished, if you pick one of those, you can just directly go straight to that waiver that you have to fill out. And then at the end is something that was new last year and is still going on. You will complete a UHS health form. Since we are on campus, we use University Health Services. We don't use the 4-H online health form at all. If you've gone to a 4-H event before, that's what you've used and filled out. So we have to go through the UHS, and you'll just have to check your email after registration closes for a link from campdoc.com. That's the registration system they use. And you'll fill out a health form there. And the UHS will answer any questions you have about that, too. There's a little bit more info on the registration website. And then lastly, adult advisors, they register from April 18th through May 1st. And they will also select seminars as well based on how many spots selected for you. And then the last step is kind of after registration closes and everything, we're going to send a confirmation email probably in September, early to mid-June, which will have all your seminars and all the final information about youth conference. And if you have any problems while you're registering online, you can feel free to contact me. My phone number is at the office is 608-263-5971. Otherwise, my email is also available online. We do have, if you go to our 4-H Wisconsin State website, like I said, just Google Wisconsin 4-H. There's a staff or a contact us. I don't remember the exact. I think it's a staff page on the top right where you can find me or my contact information. And I think that's about it for registering. So I don't know if we want to turn over for questions now, Amber.
Yeah, I think, Justin, that was a lot of really great information. One of the things that I just wanted to kind of encourage people, sometimes what happens is it's time to register, and maybe you haven't been in 4-H online since September or October, and so you forgot what your password is. And then all of a sudden it's 4 p.m. on Monday, April 2nd, and you don't remember what your password is. So I would encourage everyone to even go into 4-H Online before April 2nd. Make sure you kind of know where it's going in and what you're looking for, so that when registration opens on April 2nd, you're familiar with the space. So I think there's another tool on the 4-H website that Justin talked about that will kind of walk you through the registration process, where you can look for events and how you find that tab. So a lot of great resources to help you, but I know sometimes, especially you really want a certain seminar, so right at 4 o'clock, you're poised and ready to go, and then you forgot your password, or maybe your mom or your dad knows the password. So we just want to make sure that everybody is ready for that when it comes time. Before we move on to anything else, does anybody have questions about registration?
I have a few questions.
Yeah, go ahead.
So water sports talk about being able to swim the 50 yards. Do they test that? Does it have to be an actual swim or just being able to doggy paddle?
Yeah, that is a really great question. And so I think they need to be able to hold themselves up in the water, right? Just in case as they were sailing, you know, if the sail went out, or if they're kayaking, if they tipped, so that they would feel comfortable in water. They, of course, will wear CVS or life jackets, but they just want them to feel comfortable in the water. And so they kind of just do a really quick swim test from one side to the other. So as long as they're able to keep their head up and swim across, there shouldn't be a problem.
Hey, bad news. The sun down there. The only thing I found was Campbell's soup noodles.
Did you have any additional questions?
Two more. If they had a scholarship through their county, does that all go through the registration process, or?
Yes, that's a really great question. So when you register in 4-H Online, you actually won't
You're going to drive!
There won't be any payment that's required in 4-H Online. So the payment part, we actually send out invoices to each of the counties, and a county is individually invoiced. So if you received a scholarship through your educational program, that will be taken care of from their side, and then they will invoice you for the portion that you owe money for. So typically, leaders associations pay for up to half or even three quarters. They don't always pay for the additional seminars. Sometimes those are, so the water sports, those individuals are assessed and they have to pay for. But you'll directly pay the county, and then the county sends one check to the state. Great question.
And then are they allowed to have snacks and beverages in their room that we can send with them?
Yes. So we stay on campus. We're in the dorms, and the dorms are air-conditioned because, as you all know, at the end of June, it can be pretty warm. And they also have mini refrigerators in their room. And so we encourage them. They can definitely bring snacks along and, you know, beverages. So if they wanted to bring some pop or some water bottle, they can definitely do that. I do have to say the food service at Gordon Commons is incredible. So it is kind of like a large buffet style, but it has like mini restaurants within it. So there's a place where they grill burgers and chicken sandwiches and have french fries. Sometimes there's like Mexican cuisine, so they can get enchiladas or tacos. They're typically making pizza in another station. And then they have, you know, like comfort or home foods, like every night it's something different, but they might have meatloaf and mashed potatoes and veggies. There's a beautiful salad bar and dessert bar, and they also have like a make-your-own sandwich kind of area. So a lot of variety and a large choices for our delegates. So, but we eat at 5:15 to 5:45. in the evening. And so if some young people are used to having a later dinner, they definitely will probably want to bring some snacks along. Great question.
Would it be a bad question?
Anybody else have any questions about registrations, about any of the seminars, or where to find out more information? So another thing that Justin did an awesome job, and I think, well, I just want to reiterate what Justin said about seminars. So there is a wide variety, and when you read through the seminars, some of them sound really, really cool, and some of them, maybe the description isn't quite as cool as what the other descriptions are. Please do not take that. I know that's all you have to go on, but the fact of the matter is some people are really good at writing descriptions and have a way of connecting us through those. Other people are really good at having awesome seminars. And sometimes they're just, you know, it doesn't necessarily jive. So if something even sounds, you know, somewhat interesting to you, don't hesitate to sign up. We typically, most young people love all of the seminars that are offered. Sometimes young people are in a seminar that they want to close, it ends up happening, but they come back and they're like, that was really awesome. I never expected it. So I just want to encourage you to not be discouraged. Sometimes the seminars that are the best are the ones that maybe don't sound like it. From the registration handbook, if that makes sense.
Okay,
so be really open to those opportunities and possibilities.
Like Twilight did have for a while, or is it?
Anybody have any other questions about registration?
How long are the seminars?
That's a really great question. The seminars are about 2 hours long, so definitely enough time to go in depth into some topics and really be exposed to some different opportunities. Yep, great question. Any other questions?
How many seminars do you get to choose from?
Great question. There are 4 seminars. So we have a seminar Tuesday morning, and then Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday morning, and Wednesday afternoon. So a good opportunity to get a variety of sessions in. Some of the sessions you'll walk to with a group and a couple of adult advisors, and others we will bus you. So anything that is under a mile, we actually walk to. That's part of the campus experience. And any seminars that are over a mile, we tend to bus or use the city bus. So we try to provide a lot of different and great experiences for you, and that's kind of how things are arranged. If there's inclement weather, then we need to make some adjustments, and we do that as needed. Awesome. Great question. Does anybody have any other questions about registration? So I think if Justin and I can encourage you, the 2 things I would do is I would go into 4-H online between now and April 2nd and just make sure that you're able to get in there, that you can you kind of know your way around a little bit and feel comfortable. And then I would also, as Justin mentioned, in that registration handbook is a worksheet. And I encourage you to check that worksheet out so that you can be prepared. Pick your seminars, pick some extras. You know, I think there's room for you to pick 4 choices for each seminar slot. And then that way, when you're registering, you're kind of ready. I will be really honest. Some of the seminars, as Justin mentioned, fill up really fast. And so that can be discouraging. But if you're on top of it and ready to go, that will definitely help you if you're really passionate about a particular session, if there's something you really want to do. And then I would also encourage you to put in a second choice. If you end up not getting what you really wanted, put that one in. Justin is great about being aware of kind of needs and looking when something ends up being canceled trying to fill in. So that's our way of being able to communicate with you. And so if you're able to kind of fill those in, we'll be able to direct you the best we can. There are times when a seminar will be canceled, either the presenter or some other situation comes up. What we do try to do is, if you've given us a second option, we try to give that to you. Or Justin is really great about reaching out and asking you for some other options. So in that case, I would just make sure you check your email and that you respond as quickly as possible. If we don't hear back from you in a timely manner, we'll just assign you to another seminar the best we can based on what we know with your other seminar selections, if that makes sense.
Like I said, I feel like she annoys the crap out of me, but I feel like I definitely
hear. Okay. Any other questions?
Hey, Amber, it's Jennifer Swenson.
Jennifer.
Hello. So April 2nd, we go online and we put their seminars in, so there's no paperwork that we need to do at this point. Is that right?
Yeah, actually, everything is in 4-H online.
Okay.
Once you go in and register, if you choose, like, if you end up registering, because the only way you can register is if there's a slot, so if you end up with a water sport, the sooner you can send in those waivers, the better. So I would recommend, if you sign up for sailing on April 2nd, that you just send those form costs and send them to our office. Then it's taken care of, and we don't have to kind of follow up. But other than that, there is no paperwork for registration, only if you would have one of those waivers.
Perfect. Thank you. And then my next question is how many kids are in a room?
Yep, that's a great question as well. There are only two kids in a room. So there are two dorm beds, and they kind of have two dressers and two closets, and so they're really set up for two. And there's usually on a floor. Justin, do you know how many kids are on a floor?
I am not sure. I think there's about 80 spots on a floor, but I don't know off the top of my head.
Yeah, it's pretty close. I think usually we have about 60, and then there's plenty of adults that also provide support for the young people on those floors. We do our best. We'll keep counties together on a floor, and the entire floor will kind of be a cohort. There'll be a group together experiencing this and connecting with one another to make sure that everybody has the support that they need. But I think that's a great point. There's an option in the registration for you to select a roommate or to put who you'd like to room with, and we do our best to honor that. I would double-check with the individual before. Sometimes we have somebody who multiple people request rooming with, and since there's only two in a room, that sometimes becomes tricky. So another pre-registration work that you might want to consider is reaching out to somebody from your county or another county. Maybe you went to space camp with somebody or you've done something and you really want to room with an individual. That's definitely an option, but just check in with them first so that you're both on the same page and we can honor it for both of you. Any other questions that people have? So hearing that there aren't any, a couple of final points. I definitely think the website is helpful, so spend a little bit of time there. For some of you, if it helps to have the registration handbook printed out, many of your county 4-H offices will print that out for you. So if you, send them an email or give them a call, they'll print that out if that's easier for you to kind of look through and pick your seminar. So they're aware that registration is happening. I know a lot of counties are without educators. It's kind of a crazy time right now, but do reach out, and if you want, you can reach out to us, and we can help get so that there's copy at your office as well. Read through that, prep for the registration, and then do your best to get registered. Justin and I will stay in the office on April 2nd. We'll have some later office hours just to kind of support that first kind of registration. Just in case there's any hiccups or you have any problems, we'll probably be around. I don't know, Justin, do you know how long you kind of think you'll stay around?
Probably until 5-ish, or if there's a lot of calls until they stop, until they slow down.
Okay. Just depending on how registration is going, Justin will kind of assess. So he'll kind of probably stick around a little bit. He'll be here after 4:30 into like 5 or 5-ish, and then if the calls kind of die down and it looks like things are kind of sometimes in 4-H online, things can freeze up if we have a lot of people registering at the same time. So we just encourage you to be patient, log back in. It will eventually work, and there's not much more we can do. So just, you know, that's just one of those things. I feel like we're kind of creating a lot of hype about get in right away at April 2nd. There's plenty of room for everybody at Youth Conference. We have plenty of slots, and last year we only had about 300 youth participants. We have slots for seminars for 450. So I am not concerned at all. The only concern comes if you are incredibly passionate about a particular seminar. Other than that, registration is open through the 16th, and the entire conference is not going to fill up. So, I don't want to put undue pressure on people, and I want to be realistic about what it looks like. So, the final thing is the UHS Health, and Justin mentioned that at the end of his registration. I know that it's sometimes frustrating and confusing for families because 4-H Online has a health form, and you've already used that, and so why can't we? But our university policy is that we do have to use the university health services while we're here. They provide the nurses, and they take care of all of our first aid and medical needs. It's part of contracting with the university. And so because of that, they have their own system. As they bring in thousands of young people throughout the summer, we're just one of many programs, and this is the best way for them to facilitate the program. Last year, everybody did an awesome job going in. It's similar to 4-H Online, right? You go in and you enter the information. It's confidential. It will only be shared with those at UHS that are providing health care for our young people. But it really is designed to make sure that they get the best support that they need while they're here for their physical needs and other needs that they might have. So if you have questions, as Justin mentioned, UHS has more information on their website, but you could also give us a call and we can kind of hopefully answer any questions or find any answers that you might need. All right. Justin, any last-minute things that you can think of?
No, I don't think so.
Great. So you're going to register anytime between April 2nd and April 16th, and then, just so you know, you're not going to hear from us until the middle of June, probably. So don't worry and be like, oh, did I get my sessions? If you took it and you don't hear from us, if you went through the entire process and you clicked on your four seminars and they all went through, that means that's where you're at, unless we have a problem, and then we'll call you. So if you don't, no news is good news until about the middle of June, where we'll send out some confirmation letters to everyone, just kind of reminding you about your seminars and then also reminding you about some other conference information so that you're prepped and ready. We will have a conference orientation. Our Wisconsin 4-H Leadership Council will be leading a conference orientation to talk more about what you can expect and how to get the most out of conference. Registration will be done, but really shifting our focus to what happens when you arrive on campus, and that is going to happen on Thursday, May 24th. And so we will be sending out an email to everyone who registers with some more information and a PowerPoint for that teleconference. So it'll be another call like this with everyone who's registered just to make sure we're all on the same page and ready for a great experience. So I would mark your calendar now and plan on participating on May 24th. With that, if there are no other questions, we're going to sign off. Do feel free to email or call Justin or myself with any youth conference questions, but we're excited that you joined us tonight, and we're looking forward to receiving your registration in just a little over a week. Thanks, everyone. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too. Are you still there?
Yes?
Can you pick who you want a room with on 4-H Online?
Yes, there will be a section as you work through the registration. There will be one of the boxes will say, if you have a roommate preference, please list their name.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Great question.